Thank you for downloading this podcast from policyreview.tv.
Welcome, everyone, and welcome to you all online as well. As Ed was saying, we are filming the conference and recording it, so please could you switch off mobile phones before we start? Even on silent, they interfere with the process in ways that I don't understand, but they assure me is the case. We will also need you, if you don't mind, to wait for a microphone if you don't have one in front of you. When we get to the question and answer sessions, again, for the filming process, if you are sitting in front of a microphone, as many of you are, just press the mic button in front of you and make your point there. Just let us know who you are and what your point is. The upside of all of this is that the proceedings will all be available on a podcast tomorrow afternoon, from midday, in fact, tomorrow. And if you look at the conference programme, you'll find the voucher code on the back of it that you have to enter to get access to that. We'd also encourage you to tweet about the conference during the day if you feel so inclined. If you use the hashtag Vocation11, you'll get through, and they'll all appear up on the screens as the proceedings carry on today. Those who are watching online, please do also submit questions or comments whenever you feel inclined, just as if you're here, and I'll make sure that they get taken up as well. Just one last sort of housekeeping thing. Please, could you at some point fill in the evaluation forms that you've got in your pack? They help improve future conferences. So Neil Stewart Associates would like to thank the supporters of the conference, which you'll see on the board behind me, too many to read out, but that's a measure of the interest, I think, in apprenticeships, as we find at the moment. The seminar sessions, if you haven't signed up for one yet, they're taking place in the early part of this afternoon. The lists are still outside, plenty of time to do that, and I'll give you the information about where all the rooms are when we get to it. So we've got a busy programme today, so I won't take up a lot of your time. It's a really opportune moment to be discussing apprenticeships. There's been a stream of announcements coming out of BIS. The targets have not only been met but exceeded twofold. 103,000 additional starts this year from a 50,000 target. 85,000 firms now involved and 200 different job roles, so really sort of beginning to take off in a way that has got a lot of support in, I think, all three of the main parties. Over 250,000 new starts were expected by the end of the one-year period where they're being measured, the start of the Higher Apprenticeships Fund. So lots of action to discuss today, and we'll even find on your seats you should have a tirade in the Times against the whole enterprise, or at least the way that some parts of the apprenticeship programme are working out. I think you know you've arrived if you're in something like apprenticeships when you get that sort of sweeping criticism and high-profile comment in a paper like the Times, and has been in the FT as well over the last few weeks. But I think apprenticeships still do have a fair wind behind them, and not just in the political parties, but in the country as a whole. And there are points that we'll want to discuss, I'm sure, in Camilla Cavendish's article today, if you've read it, about the length of some apprenticeships, about the proportion at level two rather than level three. And these are all things that I'm sure we'll get to during the day. And we've got a really powerful lineup of speakers to do just that. We've got all the main organisations involved in delivering the programme represented, and most of them in the first session here today. As Ed was saying, we're going to have a straw poll at lunchtime about some of the issues, some addressed in the Times article and others that I think are more general that will come up today. So I hope you'll all take part in that. People will just come round with handheld devices where you can just answer yes or no to three or four questions at lunchtime, and we can add those to the discussion this afternoon. So let's get going, because it, as I say, it is a packed programme today, and we're going to start with Dr. Susan Pember, who, as many of you will know, is Director for Further Education and Skills Investment at BIS. She's also responsible for the Performance Directorate at the department, so she leads on all matters relating to further education and skills investment and performance. She's had a varied career, starting out as a lecturer working in local education authorities and indeed as an FE college principal before moving to what was then the Department for Education and Skills in 2000 to run the Adult Basic Skills Strategy Unit then. She's since had a particular role for apprenticeships, and I was reading an interview that she did a few years back yesterday, where she said she thought she would have succeeded if people stopped saying to her, "I didn't know there were apprenticeships anymore." Well, I think we've at least got past that point. So she's succeeded in that one, but she's going to talk to us about the next stage in the apprenticeships programme. Susan.
Thank you for listening to this podcast from policyreview.tv. For more details, go to www.policyreview.tv. Please note that this audio is subject to copyright and cannot be used by other broadcasters or for commercial gain.